Today's Wednesday, the 19th of March, the solemnity of St. Joseph, husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The monks of Kermusa sing Sute Murai. On your walls, Jerusalem, I place watchmen. Day or night, they must never be silent. I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house." Today's reading is from the second book of Samuel.
At night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan. "Go and tell my servant David, Thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house to live in? When your days are fulfilled, and you lie down with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. When he commits iniquity, I will punish him with a rod such as mortals use, with blows inflicted by human beings. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever.
It sounds like Nathan was the messenger of a most surprising message to David from the Lord. Are you the one to build me a house to live in? Don't you know that I've got huge plans for you, says the Lord. I'm thinking of an amazing future for you and your descendants, and it will change the world. Nathan took this to David, we heard. Is there an invitation to you towards great things from God? Perhaps there is a spark of hope in you that, one day, you might hear a message of your own, inviting you to something bigger, something greater. Let any such hopes come to the surface in this time of reflection. Our God is one who dreams big dreams for us and about us, yet who always leaves it to us to decide how we are going to respond. Perhaps it's that freedom that God wants us to act from that is the biggest surprise. God thinks so much of us, his children, that he is ready to go along with our free decisions, always seeking and hoping to draw the best from them, from us. Listen again and see how God comes to us in freedom and grants us freedom to respond.
At night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan. Go and tell my servant David. Thus says the Lord, are you the one to build me a house to live in? When your days are fulfilled, and you lie down with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. When he commits iniquity, I will punish him with a rod such as mortals use, with blows inflicted by human beings. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever.
Are you the one to build me a house to live in? Spend a few moments pondering what it is like to hear those words addressed to you. Is it an invitation that touches something in your heart? How do you feel you would like to respond? Stay with whatever emerges and peacefully talk to the Lord about it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.